Buonasera a tutti, sono Cecilia Paesante e vi do il benvenuto a un nuovo episodio di Indire, il progetto europeo che Radio Popolare condivide con altre radio europee da Slovenia, Germania, Francia e Croazia. Lo scopo del progetto è condividere musica indipendente fra le radio partecipanti.
Radio News Indire
Independent Radio Exchange.
Radio Muse Network is part of the Indire project, which is co-funded by the Creative Europe Programme of the European Union.
Hello everyone, this is Cecilia Paesante from Radio Popolare, and welcome to a new episode of Indire. Today's guest is bass player and singer Andrea Castelli, founder of the band Cosmodromo. Welcome, Andrea.
Hi everybody, thank you for calling.
So, first of all, let's tell our listeners how this episode is going to be structured. I have asked my guest today to bring four or five songs that inspire him as a musician and or as a person. So, we're going to be listening to bits of them during this episode as well. Well, of course, as well as Andrea's band songs. So, Andrea, let's start from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about the band, when and where it originated.
Well, I decided to form a new band like 3 years ago, actually, and wanted to form basically a rock band with the drums and bass grooving and electric guitars on it. And but I wanted to explore all the possibilities that music gives us. And so I started composing songs, and after that I looked for the musicians. And in very few months, we put together a band and recorded some stuff and during 2019. And then in the beginning of 2020, we were ready to go and conquer the world.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows what happened.
Something happened early
2020. So after the pandemic, or actually during the pandemic, we wrote some new songs. And then we finally get back to real life, playing concerts during this fall 2021. And we recorded new songs, and we want to put them out in the beginning of 2022, hoping to play as much as possible live shows all over the world.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. So, well, something that I am always interested about is the origin of the names of the of the bands in general. And your name, Cosmodromo, well, you know, being in a band myself, I think that baptizing the band is one of the most difficult decisions. So did you come up with the name Cosmodromo, or it was, you know, a mutual decision?
Well, actually, I thought about the name of the band. In the beginning was a completely different one, but then I decided to use that one, which is Zero and Zero, for a song. Mm-hmm. And then, well, we talked together about the fact that we wanted to have a name which sounded possibly international, and the name the meaning of the name of the band wanted to be something that has no limits or boundaries. So we decided for Cosmodromo, mm-hmm. Which is a Greek, actually, word that means the way for the space.
Okay.
And it's like a starship. Haven, like in you know, Houston, the place where in America's
The NASA base is
exactly.
Yeah,
I
sure.
Like the NASA base. That's a Cosmodromo. It's a spaceport, something
right.
Like that.
Well, that's a great name. It's an ambitious name.
It's ambitious, yes, because we are hoping that our music can lead us everywhere and can lead our listener to space or something like that.
Well, that's fair enough. Well, you were telling me off air before. One of the songs that you brought, I mean, that you want our listeners to listen to describe what your inspirations and influences are. It's a song by Renato Carosone, and you told me that it like summarizes the style that you as a group want to achieve. So do you want to, you know, talk to us about this song?
Yeah, okay, the song is O Sarracino, and in the beginning of the, it's a live version. Mm-hmm. And Carosone explained in the beginning which kind of man is a Sarracino, is a specific kind of person who, who is really liked by women. And but it's not that the particular issue I want to talk about, but the fact that in that song, in that particular live version, you have a classical Neapolitan song, mm-hmm. which is very melodic and intriguing, with a jazzy harmonic arrangement, because Carosone was a really great jazz pianist. Mm-hmm. And then the band played it as a African, North African ensemble with very strong groove and with a very rhythmic section, yeah. which is really close to the African grooves.
Ogni figliola s'appiccia, si o vede passa. Una sigaretta in bocca, una mano rinda sacca, e se ne va smarciassa per tutta la città. O Sarracina, o Sarracina, per l'uaglio. O Sarracina, o Sarracina, tutte femmine fanno innamorare, e per le facce, e per le cose, sapeva amore, è malandrino, è tentatore, si ho guardato per far innamorare, è una bionda s'avvelena, è una bruna se ne muore, è veleno calamita, chi ste femmine che le fa, o Sarracina, o Sarracina.
So this song tops all my favorite things, the melodic song, the particular arrangement, and the groovy way to play it. Because actually Cosmodrome, as I said before, is a rock band, mm-hmm. but we are really into ancestral groove, tribal grooves, and also not classical melodies and harmonies,
right.
like you probably will hear in our songs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what I noticed listening to your album is that you have this great international sound. And, you know, well, also in the songs you chose as your inspiration, well, the sound is really international. We have Naples, we have Africa, we have America, and so on. We will be listening to them. Well, speaking of international, your album, your project is called International Groove Society.
Exactly.
And it's actually not a full-length album. It's like divided in two parts, right?
It is. Well, actually, we recorded it in the end of 2019, and it was an 11 songs a recording for a full-length album. But then the pandemic happened, and so we didn't let the record out, and we just stopped for a second and decided to have the record out in different chapters, mm-hmm. in different sessions, so that we could take some time also to see what was going to happen and to think about what we were going to do after.
Of course, yeah. Now we're going to be listening to one of the songs that is part of session one. This mm-hmm. is called Zero and Zero. The whole, you know, part one, session one is pretty cinematic, you know, and Zero mm-hmm. is specifically, I don't know, I felt like those shadowish vibes, as it reminds me of the band The Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, pretty much all session one, I think, conveys cinematic vibes. So, uh-huh. well, and Arabian-like vibes. So, Well, now we're going to listen to Zero. And Zero, do you want to introduce the song and tell us something about it?
Well, that's the first song I wrote.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit like a manifesto for us. Even if it doesn't have all the things that then we put after, mm-hmm. because that was really, really the beginning, but it's a song we really love and we're really close to it.
Zero and Zero by Cosmodromo. We have here Andrea. Well, you know, you as a group released a new single pretty recently on October 1st.
Yeah.
And it is called Cool Me Down. Do you want to introduce it and tell us what it is about?
Well, it's a very groovy song, very funny one for us. We're not used to play such solar, mm-hmm. positive vibe songs, but it's a song that I composed actually in a few seconds. It's a song dedicated to my girlfriend, which is mm-hmm. actually also the mother of my kids.
Okay.
And so it's a person I love, and I wrote this song in a particular moment early in the morning, still in bed. I just took the guitar and I don't know, it came to me just I woke up, and it's a song dedicated to her. And actually the song just says, I want to make love to you. For I want it to be very groovy and funny, and it says, cool me down because I'm on fire and you are the person.
All right, great.
Supposed to cool me down because I love you. That's pretty
great.
Simple.
So I don't know, I heard rumors that, you know, it has a, this song has a special guest somewhere.
It has a special guest, yeah, actually. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah.
It's a friend of mine and a colleague of yours, actually, because it's also a radio speaker.
Yes.
And it's Giampiero Kesten.
He's Jam, yeah.
Also known as Jam, which
yes.
is a singer and a journalist. And a blogger. And has a beautiful voice. And when I thought that part of the song should be sung in a very warm and low voice, I thought Jam is the man who can do this.
He is the
and
one.
So I called him. He is the one.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's actually next door in the other studio here. Like, mm-hmm. literally, I can see him right now.
I want you to cool me down.
So this was Cool Me Down, Cosmodromo's last single out on October the 1st. You can listen to it on Spotify. So, I wanted to listen to another of your songs, part of the session one of your album. Mm-hmm. A song that I particularly like for many reasons, but specifically for the lyrics, which are quite meaningful. Mm-hmm. This is called Open Up, and we're going to be listening to it in a minute. But then, do you want to introduce it and tell us, well, a little bit about the lyrics, which are beautiful, I think.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I also am proud of those lyrics. And also the song, I think that's my favorite song. Mm-hmm. And we use some tribal drums on it, so it's more groovy. And yeah, it just says open up, as it means. It's a call out for everybody to open up mind, but to open up also the land. When I wrote that song, it was also now we really had this kind of problem. But when I wrote the song, it was really hit by lots of politicians trying to see the hate between the peoples. And against people coming from other nations, especially for the people, migrants, who are in need of a home, of asylum, because they're running away from poverty or from war.
Yeah.
And that's a call out to open up the land, because borders are just a limit.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're back with Andrea from the group Cosmodromo. So I wanted to ask you something. Well, Indire is, you know, a show about independent music through Europe. Mm-hmm. My question is not exactly on independent music now, but it's more like what it was, say, I don't know, 20 years ago and what it is now. I mean, what are the differences, but not in, you know, economic way, but how do you feel about it? Do you feel like you belong to, you know, the independent label or whatever, label as you know, not in a, again, economic way, but I mean, today indie music, everyone considers themselves indie, but what it is exactly for you and what are the differences from, you know, 20-25 years ago? I don't know when you started to be, you know,
in the
industry.
Okay, well, I started long time ago, 30 mm-hmm. years ago now. Started when I was very young, actually.
Yeah.
But, when I started 30 years ago, the... If you said independent indie, it means clearly not on a mainstream label.
Mm-hmm.
So on do-it-yourself labels or very small ones.
Yeah.
And then it came to be like bands which are not playing mainstream music, not playing like commercial music, but belonging anyway to great... to big companies which make records. Nowadays, I feel like, I don't know, it's a very complex and long argument, discussion, but I think that the idea of making music and trying to sell it out, or actually not to try to get your music to arrive to lots of people and to play as much as possible live is still an issue. I mean, it's so difficult to find a real contract and to get into big channels of music that the independent way is still the more true and the more transparent and the more easy to do, actually.
Sure.
And for me, I mean, 30 years ago, being independent meant to play and record the music that you love and not what other people tell you.
Yeah, of course. Well, it was very different. And I think, you know, learning instruments as well. I mean, kids today have access to any kind of, you know, tutorial on YouTube, for example, and looking at the songs that you suggested, there's this song by Nina Simone, which you know, she didn't need instruments to let her voice be heard. So I think we're gonna listen to it now. Do you have something to, you know, tell us about this song? What it means to you?
Well, that song meant to me exactly what you said. Her voice is doing the song, and I chose that song because I particularly love it, and also because it explains what you said. She has this simple song; she just stomp her feet and sing. And if you look on YouTube or somewhere where you can find videos, and you look for Nina Simone live at Antibes, and then you put the song Be My Husband, you'll be probably lucky to find the footage of her just stomping the feet and singing like 2 meters away from the microphone.
Yeah, great.
Like, she almost didn't need it. And if you listen to the song, and if you happen to see the video, I think that's one of the greatest musical lessons ever.
Be my husband, man, I be your wife. Be my husband, man, I be your wife. Be
Stick to the promise, man, you made me. Whoa. Now you'd stay away from Rosalie. Yeah. Oh, daddy, love me good. Oh, daddy, now love me good. Ooh. Oh, daddy, love me good. Want me to cook and sew? If you want me to cook and sew, ba-ba-ba-ba. If you want me to cook and sew, yeah. Outside of you, there is no place to go. Please don't treat me so doggone mean. Don't treat me so doggone mean. Please don't treat me so now, doggone mean. Yeah, you're the meanest man I've ever seen. Oh, daddy, now love me good. Oh, daddy, love me good, yeah.
Okay, so now we'll go back to your album International Groove Society, and you know, let's go to part two that keeps, well, in my opinion, keeps a little bit of that cinematic vibe that it has the first one, but it feels to me a little bit more rock in a way. We hear more rock actually, like proper guitar music. And we have a cover, actually, of Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode as well. And that one pretty much sets the mood, in my opinion. So, yeah. And, well, of course, it's a more powerful version.
It is.
But both in part one and two, there are instrumentals. Anistry and Kula. I think we are short of instrumentals lately. I'm thinking about, you know, the success that instrumental bands had like in the 60s. Like I said before, The Shadows, for example, or Link Ray. Now we've got, you know, I think we've got Calibro 35, but still there's not many others. So.
Well, that's one of... the study that song explains the studies I made on Middle Eastern music. It has some, if you listen to it, you clearly hear some notes which are classical on the Arabic scales, on Arabic music. And it's a mix of different times, because it's first like on a 4/4, then it goes on 3/4. That's also a good sum of the influences we had a part of rock.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're back with you, Andrea, and mm-hmm. we don't have much time left, actually, and I'm sorry about that, because, you know, the album is great. People listening, you can find it on Spotify, like, easily. And, you know, before we listen to the, you know, last song from you, mm-hmm. which is another one of my favorites, is called A Bliss, which is a wink, I think, to Pink Floyd music. And
it sounds a little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's really good. It's a really good song. So, but before leaving you, I wanted to play a quick game with you, Andrea.
Okay.
And I will ask you some questions, and you have to answer as quick as you can without, you know, overthinking.
Okay,
so really simple questions anyway. So, who is your music hero? Well, living hero.
A living music hero, it's Doug Sherin.
The other question is, if you could bring an artist back from the dead, who would it be and why?
I think Joe Strummer from The Clash.
Yeah, great.
Because it's, you went away too early.
I know that, yeah. And actually, I wanted to tell you before that the song Cool Me Down, it reminded me of, you know, early Clash songs.
Well, really?
Of course,
wow.
No. Yeah, of course, like
Thank
Jimmy
you.
Jazz or something. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They have
that
you. Song has those vibes anyway. Well, the last question is an evergreen question, and it is the album you would bring on a desert island.
I think I would bring my telephone with Spotify on it.
It's
not possible.
No, that's unfair. No, that's not fair game. Yeah.
Okay. So, two albums.
All right.
The one I loved most, and the one I listened to it the most, probably the one I love the most, is Diary from Sunny Day Real Estate.
Okay.
Which is a band from the 90s.
Yeah.
And then for an epic, I would bring, I think, Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Ah, great.
Which I heard for the first time when I was a very young kid, when I was 5 years old. I started to listen to it when I was 5 years old. I think I listened to it for 5 years continuously because my elder brother had it on, 1979 Christmas Day.
Right.
And started listening to it was like 12 or 13, and he listened to it like every day for years.
And I was
there with him.
So you got into it like really early.
So really, really early. Yes, I got into Pink Floyd really early. So when you first say that a song was influenced, nothing more easier than that.
Yeah. Okay, so we are really over now with the interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
Andrea. And it was a pleasure, and hopefully hopefully we'll see you soon live somewhere in the world.
Hopefully,
on the moon or whatever it is. So good
whatever
luck.
Whatever music will bring us.
Yeah. Good luck with everything. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thanks to you. Bye-bye.
dream.